This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Officials at Fort Hood are telling CNN they have an active shooter on base.
Is he on any sort of medications?
Yes.
Robert Scott Bell.
Every 19 minutes in this country, someone dies of a prescription drug overdose. I couldn't find one documented case of someone dying of a marijuana overdose.
This ultimately is about death.
Robert Scott Bell.
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
It's shocking.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Speaking of science, Rachel, who we had on yesterday from Rachel's News, at Rachel's News, you know, she's more scientific than the people at Monsanto by far. Go back and listen to the archives if you ever miss them. What a sweetheart. We had fun in Canada, for sure. Ty Bollinger and family. Ty's going to go outside the box with me tomorrow. We got a bonus advanced medicine coming up tomorrow as we're heading out to San Diego with Dr. Rashid Bitar. Looking forward to that as well. This hour, I said we can leave the controversy behind, right? No controversy on the Robert Scott Bell Show this hour, Super Don, who, by the way, is calling in by phone because I went to Canada and evidently came back through a time warp back to the 1970s.
I'm sorry. I should have things fixed and working again by tomorrow night.
We'll see. But in the meantime, I might as well go back a couple of hundred years to the dawn of homeopathy when they discovered the cure for malaria. That's right. Over 200 years ago, homeopaths knew how to reverse malaria, much less prevent it, in fact, with the use of a remedy called cinchona officinalis, or China, which is not the same China that Donald Trump says China about, but it's a homeopathic remedy. Right. It's a homeopathic remedy. And why I'm bringing up cinchona and the cure for malaria is because we're going to open this hour with a malaria story. Fatal malaria in the U.S. more common than previously known. Well, how common is that? Or how uncommon is it? I mean, a headline like that is suddenly going, gee, I didn't even know malaria was here at all. Right. And I'm looking through this article, Super Don, reading it from the beginning to the end, and I can't find, maybe I missed it, because I have travel brain right now a little bit. I couldn't find anywhere where they said somebody contracted malaria in the United States. In other words, they got it from a mosquito in the United States. But they say there are cases of malaria in the United States, but they don't say where they got it, because I'm reading this article, and it seems to indicate everybody who has it has been coming from places where malaria is prevalent. So they had it before they got here, or they didn't manifest it until they got
now,
here.
Does this sound familiar to you at all?
How do you mean?
This is the exact same thing that we saw when the whole Zika thing was, you know, at a fervor in the media. Where, oh, my God. Oh, there's Zika in the United States. Ah! And if you read the details of it, what happened was somebody from Brazil got on a plane, came to the United States, and it turned out that they detected, or what they thought was, Zika. And suddenly, Zika in the United States. Well, when you put those kind of headlines out, just like they did on this one here, they make you think that suddenly there's this outbreak that's taken place somewhere in the United States and people are getting malaria and it's, you know, spreading and everything like that. When in reality, just like they did with Zika, it was a transplant. Somebody came from somewhere else, already had it, landed on the ground, and suddenly that became malaria in the United States. It's very deceptive.
I guess technically it is, but, you know, that's why I was looking. I was like, I want to hear about the acquired cases that are in the United States where mosquitoes are carrying malaria and it's happening here. But that's not what the article is claiming, even though you might assume that it's claiming that without actually claiming it. And so I think it's an important distinction. Now, having said that, if we go to, you know, the real science on malaria, the fact that homeopaths have known about how to treat malaria successfully for over 200 years, how about the herbalists of Africa? You might call them the bush doctors, right? When I go to Africa, and I've been there twice, and I say there's some people that know homeopathy, but if they don't, like I've been to Jamaica many times, and they say, well, what kind of doctor are you? I say, I'm a bush doctor. And they get it immediately. Oh, okay, I understand. It means a bush doctor is kind of a colloquial term around the world that says you work with plant medicines. You're not working in a hospital with toxic pharmaceuticals necessarily, okay? Now, I know it's not exactly accurate because homeopathy is a very meticulous science in that it takes substances and dilutes them, succusses them until they're unique in the field of pharmacology. Might be considered nanopharmacology, for instance, well ahead of the nanotechnology realm, because you find evidence of the presence of the remedy that supposedly is diluted beyond the number of Avogadro, but still present there at levels now we have the technology to detect. But we go further as, you know, we covered science versus anti-science and finding out that the pro-science people that are marching are actually anti-science, anti-skepticism, anti-questioning. Well, here's a case, and this is a great story out of National News we'll follow up on, malaria in America bogus claim, that if we're in Africa, and they do studies, they do case studies, obviously, in Africa. They've done them in Haiti. They've done them in areas where they're so-called therapy naive, or maybe they have advanced cases and they don't have them in other areas like Europe. Not a lot of malaria in Europe either. So there was a case of a number of malaria victims, and the doctors had basically given up these 18, specifically 18 patients. And at that point, a certain mechanism kicks in that says, okay, now you have the freedom to use experimental medicines or medicaments or herbs even that aren't officially approved by the government. And this study on those 18 people that was published revealed something shocking. It was written by a PhD, Pamela Weathers, professor of biology and biotechnology at the Worcester Polytechnic Institute. And it's pretty amazing. 18 people given up for dead, critically ill with malaria. The attending physician in the Congo, under compassionate use doctrine, prescribed a not yet approved malaria therapy made only from the dry leaves of the Artemisia annua plant. Some of you have heard about artemisinin, for instance, as a remedy, right, as an herb. It's altered a little bit as a treatment. Maybe you haven't heard of its success for malaria. But in 5 days, these 18 people written off for dead, no medicine could cure them according to the established science, right? And how many of those 18 people died? How many of them lived? That's the question. Super Don's here with the answer.
I get what you didn't say. You're asking me. So 18 people out of 18, 18 recovered.
Yeah, 18 recovered. So 100% success rate. Now, this reminds me, in Haiti, following the devastating earthquake, the absolute infrastructure, the little that they had, devastated, sewage running in the streets, and they're all dying from diarrheal diseases, right? Horrible. Cholera is back, for instance. And Doctors Without Borders are there. Everybody's trying to help. They're throwing vaccines at it. They're throwing antibiotics at it. And they're dying in mass. And I know a company that sent silver over there. And there was doctors willing to work with the silver. And there was 100% survival among those with cholera who were given the silver. And rather than being embraced and suddenly sought after to say, explain to me what just happened here, we've got to duplicate this everywhere because everyone else is dying, they threw the people who were conducting the study out of the country. They shut it down unceremoniously, pretended like it never happened. Because I know firsthand from the people who were involved that it happened, this is the kind of thing that is routine in the so-called pharmaceutical sciences on planet Earth, the dominant control of an economic power structure based in monopoly not innovation, science, and freedom. So you have 18 people critically ill, dying from malaria, given up for dead. They use these dried plant leaves from the Artemisia plant, and they live. Now, of course, unless they can synthesize it into a drug, you'll never hear of it again, except for the fact that there is a new media that's considered fake news by the mainstream media, pharmaceutically conflicted as it is. So this is on Natural News, of course, and other sites that are reporting on this, even though it's been reported in the medical journals. Doesn't matter. We can't talk about it because it blows the paradigm of synthetic drugging, monopoly medicine for the world. Kind of like Nye says, we're going to save the world. What he really means is we're going to take over the world. And there are people eating this plant that know about it. They don't need a vaccine, no prescription drug. They're preventing it, and they're relieving it, they're reversing it. They're healing from it. And that's coming from Pamela Weathers, Ph.D. This is not me complaining or making a statement because I feel like I have a bias toward natural medicine, even though I was grown pharmaceutically. It's actually happened, and it's happening. But you'll never hear about this appropriately described in a balanced fashion or any fashion other than to discredit it in some way, shape, or form, that people can use traditional Chinese medicine, herbs, homeopathy, energy medicine to reverse a disease that Bill Gates still hasn't figured out we already have a cure for. And by the way, the manufacturer of Sovereign Silver and Argentin 23, the man who made it, Stephen Quinto and his wife, Ruth, they live in the jungles of Vanuatu. And they've had malaria at least 7 or 8 times, and they're in their 70s. And each time they've been able to overcome it with the application of silver hydrosol, bioactive silver in the colloidal state, neutralizing the effects, the impact. They might have even gone off-label out there in Vanuatu with doctors intravenously as well. But again, appropriate substances, energies, etc., used appropriately in those extreme dire circumstances, and rather than dying, their lives are saved. Not the mild cases, but the worst of the worst. Super Don, what is Bill Nye going to do now?
Save the world.
From what? From natural medicine. Because he also talked about natural law. Some of the things we didn't cover last hour about natural law. He was like, hey, science helped us discover natural law. Really? And then pound and trounce it until it's dead? Until nobody can access it? That's not science. That's insanity. This is the place for health, freedom, and healing liberty. And speaking of insanity, how about the psychiatrist? They're claiming that Trump is mentally ill. We're going to explore that possibility and probably dismiss it outright by the time we're done with the next segment. It's not that long, but we'll be comprehensive thanks to our good friend, John Rappaport. It's published in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Check it out right now.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Points Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16 to 1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, There's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com. Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hard as I try, there's a theme running through the Robert Scott Bell Show today, and it's science, interestingly enough. Super Don, this next story, I don't know if it, are we, what is this story about? Is it a bit junky?
I think this is junk science.
Is that from something, or did you just make that up?
What is this?
Who is this genius?
What a piece of junk.
Junk science.
All right, now we go to more of the Nyans. Oh, wait, did I just do a play on Bill Nye's name again? Gosh, I just can't let this go. I think I need therapy today.
It's junk Nyans.
Junk Nyans at this point. Now, of course, a lot of people are claiming... Well, yeah, let's say a lot of people don't like Donald Trump, but a lot of people didn't like Obama. But if you didn't like Obama, you were considered racist. If you don't like Trump, you're somehow considered scientific, right? Because Trump is anti-science. Why? Because he questions the safety of vaccines. He's met with RFK Jr., who they claim to be an anti-vaxxer, who is pro-vaccine because he vaccinated his children. But he points out the fact that there's a lack of safety in the vaccines, which of course means you're questioning science, so therefore you're anti-science instead of a good scientist. Now we've got shrinks, otherwise known as psychiatrists, getting together, probably running naked and howling at the moon around a campfire, saying that Trump is mentally ill. And the headline from John Rappaport's article the other day, and it's posted in the show notes over there at robertscottbell.com, official science howls at the moon. So we've talked about psychiatry for many years on this show and how many of the things they claim are real have no basis in, let's say, a diagnostic validation, right? So if you call somebody, I don't know, call them schizophrenic. You can even call them depressed. There's no test to prove it other than a series of behaviors. So I don't know. Let's see, how many psychiatrists got together in a room somewhere and said that Trump has narcissistic personality disorder, NPD. right? NPD. We all got together, and we agree he's got NPD. Why? Did you get a blood sample from Trump? Did you get a urine sample? Did you cut a piece of his hair and then run it through an analysis like Watson the computer?
Well, now, to be fair,
yeah.
Diagnosing somebody with narcissistic personality disorder would not show up in a blood test or a hair sample, but it would be something that could be diagnosed through an examination. Okay?
What kind of exam? You question them and you get a series of behaviors.
Sure.
Right?
Exactly.
Okay?
Exactly.
All right, but if you've got 5 out of 9 of these on the list, like grandiose logic of self-importance, a fixation with fantasies of infinite success, a credence that he is extraordinary and exceptional, a desire for unwarranted admiration, a sense of entitlement, interpersonally oppressive behavior, no form of empathy, resentment. I mean, we can go on and we go, okay, we think Trump might have some of these personalities on display, behaviors on display. And he would also have to have, with a different model, 2 of the following 4. Individuality, characteristic of individuality, self-direction, empathy, closeness. All right, so it's all right. You can go behavior-wise. You can say, we've made the diagnosis based on these behaviors. But there's no diagnostic test. I still think this is important, Super Don. You might disagree with me. I don't know yet. But if we look at this and we go, all of these things that they're, and it's depression, it's schizophrenia, it's ADHD. A big interview with a researcher, Dr. Russell Barkley, professor of psychiatry and neurology at the University of Massachusetts some years ago on PBS Frontline, said, you know, there's a problem. There's no biological markers for any of these diseases. And this guy acknowledges that. There is no biological marker for any mental disorder. There's no lab test for any mental disorder. But he says it doesn't make him invalid, which is maybe where you were going playing. I don't know if it's devil's advocate or not. We got 300 in the DSM. None of them have a test to back up the diagnosis.
No, that's true. I mean, you are absolutely right. You know, what you have here is a group of these 30 psychotherapists that got together, and notably, the ones that are quoted, all of them, you can tell, they just don't like Trump.
They don't like him. Right.
It's a political statement that they're making, and they're using it under the guise of some kind of official diagnosis. They're just a bunch of crybabies that think that Trump should be removed because they're upset that he won the presidency.
Exactly. Now imagine if you walked into a doctor's office and you talk with him for a few minutes and then he says you have cancer. You need to start chemo immediately. Immediately. But you didn't give me a test. He says, we don't need a test. We know what your symptoms are because we convened a group and we got together and we saw your behavior. We just know it. We need to cut on you. We need chemo. We need radiation. And that's the way psychiatry works, folks. That is modern psychiatry. We'll be right back.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Sciences back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
All right, coming out, see me, the best answer for cancer. That starts a couple of days. We're heading out tomorrow to San Diego, and that's Thursday, Friday, Saturday, I believe. And I think the following Tuesday I'm scheduled to broadcast live from CV Sciences, our friends that make the Plus CBD oil out in San Diego. So looking forward to a reunion from old friends. A little sadness with some of our friends that, you know, also were dear friends of Liam Sheff, who we lost recently. It's still amazing to me. You know, I think about this, Super Don. A story like today with Bill Nye, can you imagine if Liam was on with us? Can you imagine how much fun we would have?
Oh, geez. Oh, yeah. No, just, he would have a field day with this one.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, he might say some things we might not be able to say on the air, too, but we'd be laughing
probably
hysterically.
Not quite as bad, right, as what Bill Nye had on his show.
No, but oh, my gosh. Netflix definitely jumped the shark with Bill Nye on that one. Let's see. So what else we got? So, yeah, if you remember the Health Freedom Expos in L.A., come on down. San Diego's going to be fun. We're going to have a great time. Doctors, you get CME credits. Those of you in the lay audience are welcome as well. And Annie Brandt's putting on an incredible show. And we'll have concurrent tracks as well for the lay audience. I'll be speaking there along with Chris Barr, Not a Doc. We'll talk selenium, chromium, silica, and more. Very excited to get Chris together with Dr. Batar on some of the selenium stuff. He's going to love it. And we'll get ready for that. So tomorrow we have a bonus advanced medicine because we couldn't get on with my travel schedule, Dr. Batar, for advanced medicine. So we had to encore it yesterday. But we've got a brand new advanced medicine. It's going to be awesome tomorrow along with Ty Bollinger when we go outside the box. So get ready. Go to robertscottbell.com. Say thanks to our wonderful sponsors, including CV Sciences. They do a lot of great work with the CBD that we utilize here. And you can go to pluscbdoil.com, pluscbdoil.com. RSB15 gets you 15% off. And on top of that, 15% off is available through activation products. We found Ian Clark in Canada, right? And we did a great show with him, but you can get his Ease Magnesium, the Oceans Alive, all the things we use from activation products, also at 15% off. RSB15. Now, my friends, it is your turn to ask me a question or two.
Excuse me. I'd like to ask you a few questions.
Our question of the day today comes from Mike in Louisville. Some would say Louisville, but it's Louisville. Or, yeah, Louisville for short. I have been a regular listener for about 4 years now and really respect your knowledge. And Don's. LOL. Super Don, your knowledge too.
I'm not sure, though. Does the LOL
saying
that mean that he's joking? Or why would you laugh out loud after saying, and also Don?
Oh, that's true. Laugh out loud. Is he really that smart? Yes, he is.
He's laughing after that statement, so.
We'll find out. Well, maybe. Mike, maybe you'll follow up with us on that. He says, I have a QOTD that I need help with. My father-in-law has been in and out of doctor's offices for about 3 to 4 months now. He had pneumonia, and the doctors think they got rid of it, but he still has all the same signs. They are claiming he has asthma. He has been taking inhalers and breathing treatments to no avail. He has been using a CPAP machine for a couple of years. He still has all the signs of pneumonia. Doctors keep giving him steroids and antibiotics to no avail. Still having a problem breathing. It sounds like I'm having a problem breathing, reading what the doctors are doing to this guy, and nothing is working. I'm like, I can't breathe now. It sounds like he's always struggling for air, almost like COPD. Now they say he has blood in his urine and kidney stones. What do you recommend he does? Nebulized silver? Supplements? Anything else that will help? Thanks for all you do and the laughter you and Don bring to all of us, Mike in Louisville. I guess maybe he's laughing because he just knows that, Super Don, you're funny and you make him laugh. Lord knows, I don't know
funny.
Tonight what I've done.
Oh, dude, that so just reminded me of that scene from Goodfellas, right? Funny?
Yeah.
You calling me funny? Funny like what? Yeah, like a clown? Am I like a clown? I make you laugh? Oh, sorry.
Funny ha-ha?
I can't do the Joe Pesci thing. It's not in my repertoire.
Well, you sound like you're on Goodfellas because you're on a telephone from the 1970s, so it's actually worked well.
Ah, there you go.
Yeah.
There you go.
Oh, by the way, Mike just sent in a follow-up to the one we haven't even answered yet. I mentioned my fiancé's dad having problems breathing. Wait, now he's your father-in-law to-be. He's not your father-in-law. You were getting ahead of yourself, Mike. Let's see, having probably like being pneumonia or COPD. Now he woke up this morning peeing blood, and they are saying he does have kidney stones in both kidneys. Could what he had caused this or any of the or is it any of the medication? Good Lord. It's everything, Mike. It's all of the above. Remember, and in my lecture, I painted a beautiful picture. I'm just hoping that we can get a hold of that video of my lecture on Sunday from the Total Health Show. And even, I think, didn't we do Monday? We talked about this at the opening, a little bit about the whole episode of talking about lungs and the relationship to liver and kidneys and gut. And clearly, Mike's father-in-law-to-be has been suffering with excretory congestion for a long time now, as evidenced by the fact that he's got kidney stones. And in Chinese medicine, they've been saying the link to the kidneys and the lungs have been acknowledged for thousands and thousands of years. So all of the breathing treatments the antibiotics, the steroids, are doing further damage to his liver and his kidneys and devastating the very system that would help him to heal from the compensation that his lungs are doing just to keep him alive. Right? You're breathing in oxygen. You're breathing out CO2. That's excretion. But when your liver and kidneys aren't excreting what they're supposed to be excreting, sometimes the lungs are used as a dumping ground or an escape route. And the dunderheaded doctors, I don't mean they're evil and trying to hurt your father-in-law, but they don't know better. They have a handicap. It's called a medical degree. They give him medicines which can be argued to be life-saving in those situations. But those same things that are saving his life temporarily are also causing a further worsening of the original problem. And so there's no doubt that the medicines are also contributing to this mess. But there's no doubt that the kidney stones are evidence that the liver is congested and overwhelmed and sending things down to the kidneys that the kidneys can't handle. And therefore, it's manifesting as lung issues, lung problems, mimicking pneumonia, actual or imagined, COPD, emphysema, who knows what else or where else this is going. And this is the kind of nonsense that the doctors can't seem to figure out because they're contributing ultimately to the worsening of it rather than the healing of it. Super Don, am I making any sense here? I mean, I'm just sort of outraged by not the question, but what they're doing to Mike's father-in-law-to-be.
Yeah, well, and that's the hardest part sometimes on these questions because, you know, they will preface the question with everything that has led up to the situation that prompted them to write in the first place. And sometimes it's brutal.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just brutal to hear the path that they've been on leading up to now. And it's kind of like, how do you undo everything that has been done up to this point? The question,
right.
the point is there something he can do now? Yeah, absolutely.
Well, the kidney stones, of course, are brutal, and I don't know if he can pass them. They'll have to determine that, whether they can sound ablate them. I don't know if they can do that or whether they have to do surgery. I don't know. But suffice it to say, whatever he's eating, Mike, whatever he's drinking, Mike, it's contributed to his problem, and it's not just one day. It's probably taken his lifetime to get here. Can you do what I say on page 101 of Unlock the Power to Heal? Will it help him? Hell yeah, it'll help him. Sorry to be brutally bold and direct this word, but yes, it can. But not if you don't heal the lungs. I mean, sorry, let me say, not if you don't heal the liver to help the kidneys and key up a recovery in the gastrointestinal tract where proper assimilation occurs, proper immune function occurs, all of the things that are being destroyed and devastated by antibiotics and prednisone, destroying his immune system, destroying his liver, right? In the process of saving you, we had to kill you. It sounds a bit like, what was Bush that he said, we had to destroy the free market in order to save it, or abandon it in order to save it. No,
abandon free market principles in order to save the market. Yes.
Right. Absurd. But this is modern medicine. It's good enough for modern medicine. All right. So read 101, page 101, and Unlock the Power to Heal, and other information in that book Ty Bollinger and I wrote. You can get it at unlockthepowertoheal.com. You can download the e-version, or you can go to Barnes & Noble online or Amazon online and order it, get it in. Those of you in San Diego, I'll try to bring a few copies out there if you haven't gotten it, and I'll get you a signed copy when we're together at the Best Answer for Cancer, which will be awesome. Hey, one more story here in this segment real quick. It's a borderline moment of duh. Super Don says it doesn't go full-blown, so we won't do the theme, but headline reads, gut bacteria may protect infants from intestinal infection. That for me is a hello, McFly. Is anybody home? Was anybody not under the impression that the place where the immune system is teeming with the microbiome, gut bacteria, if you destroy the healthy gut bacteria, that you're going to be vulnerable to bacterial pathogenic infection? Am I the only one here that knows it? That's why it sort of sounded moment of duh-y, but maybe it wasn't because a lot of people maybe not get. I don't know. What do you think?
Well, moment of duh-y. I like that.
Yeah. Gastroenteritis.
Yeah. No, well, listen. Science now says that they have done some research, and therefore you possibly may be correct.
Possibly. We don't want to commit to it all in. We're going to go all in on gut bacteria, right? Because that might mean our antibiotics are not a good plan here. Gastroenteritis, inflammation within the gastrointestinal tract, Main causes of death in children under 5 years old, 2.5 million deaths annually. Younger infants most at risk. Now, if we, which we do here on the Robert Scavello Show, know about bioactive silver hydrosol, we have the ability to go in almost an allopathic way, because silver can overwhelm and destroy bacterial species. But it doesn't have an indiscriminate secondary indiscriminate destruction of your healthy cells. And in fact, I've reported on this 2,000 times their EPA reference dose. They showed no disruption to gut ecology, microbiome, to biodiversity with silver. So we can eradicate infection. You just got to deliver enough of it. And of course, if your other choice is death, I think you got to stop crying and whining and moaning about silver being dangerous, because it ain't. It's dangerous to the bacteria that might kill your kid, but it's not dangerous to your kid in this form, the hydrosol form. If you're not sure about what that is, read Unlock the Power to Heal. And there's homeopathic remedies as well that can be utilized for the gut, as well as probiotic replenishment. All right, folks, we got a lot more healing to do, only one more segment to do it in. And maybe we'll figure out what Bill Nye can't about how to feed the world, how to save the world. And it has to do with families, and it's an alliteration. Stick around, and you're going to learn what it is after this.
You're listening to The Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at cancertutor.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at ShelterPod.com. The Shelter Pod at ShelterPod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Lifetime Grace 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
Feed the world. I don't know the tune now. I've got the cars in my head. I'm just thinking of, like, feed the world, make this a better place, feed the world. It was like one of those Save the World songs where all the rock stars get together. What was the one that Michael Jackson did?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. That was Farm Aid.
Farm Aid, right? But I know there was a We Are the World. But what's the one, was it Feed the World? Was it like that? Am I thinking right? We are the world. No, Feed the World.
It was Assault.
Make it a better place. Assault on America?
This was, in fact, I think Neil Young was even involved in that.
Yeah, probably Willie Nelson, I'm sure.
Neil Young.
Yeah.
Who else was it? John Mellencamp.
Sure, Mellencamp's big on the farms.
Yeah.
So they would
1985.
All right, well, dig it. If you can find the audio clips, I just want to hear it because it's like ringing in my head and I don't even know it. But it's appropriate for this segment as we wrap up the Robert Scabell Show this evening. I hope you've enjoyed it as much as I haven't. Actually, the first hour was just horrible, the things we had to cover. Don't listen to it, ever. Actually, no, it was good perspective. It was an important hour on science. So-called March on Science or March for Silence. But we love the freedom to ask questions, and I don't mind. In fact, I love that you ask questions or even challenge me or Super D or any of our regular or occasional guests here on the Robert Scabell Show. One of the controversies is about feeding the world, right? Bill Gates, feed the world. How do we do it? With GMOs. Bill Nye, feed the world. How do we do it? With GMOs, right? You question GMOs, you're anti-science. Despite the fact that some liberals acknowledge the religious nature of the so-called science march, they have cognitive dissonance when it comes to GMOs and vaccines, interestingly enough. So, a real solution to feeding the world. This is at the Alliance for Natural Health's USA website, anh-usa.org, linked up in the show notes at robertscabell.com. A real solution to feeding the world, guess what? Family farms. And that includes my little family farm, which is hardly a farm. It's a garden, but that's not an alliteration. How do we say family farm, great alliteration? How do we make something garden a great alliteration? You'll have to come up with that, sort of similar. But you know how big industry wants to sell you stuff. They want to own the patent and all the seeds. And, of course, patenting, wasn't that what Bill Nye screwed up on? Because it was intellectual property, but the idea that you could own life itself through patent, I think that would violate the spirit of copywriting because you're basically creating a monopoly out of something everybody should have access to, that is food. Of course, when they alter it genetically, I would argue that it's not the same thing anymore and it's not fit for human or animal consumption. Oh, yeah, it's got the calories, but at what cost? Infertility? Cancer? We already have enough of that, don't we? Oh, yeah, that's the vaccines, too. David Montgomery, Ph.D., professor of Earth and Space Sciences at the University of Washington, recently pointed out that regenerative farming practices that restore fertility to the soil will be key to the future of agriculture. Boys and girls, consider these facts. Family farms already produce three-quarters of the world's food. That's really stunning, Super Don, because you don't think of that, especially in America, where you think it's all factory farming with a few little family farms thrown in for good measure.
Yeah, well, you know, they're talking about the world. And so, you know, maybe here in America where everybody is just used to, you know, where does chicken and broccoli come from, Johnny? Same
right.
way, you know, I mean, that's how it is. But in other countries, that's, you know, it's more of a common thing. The family farm is how you get your food.
By the way, how many human carnivores would actually be carnivores if they had to hunt and kill their own food? How many would become vegetarians? I think about that.
That's a good point.
Three-quarters of the world's farms are smaller than 1 hectare, about the size of a city block. Small, diversified farms produce more than twice as much food per acre than industrialized farms. That's awesome, because they say, that's not possible. Organic food just can't produce enough. Poppycock on that. UK Health Radio, you know I love you. This is partly because smaller farms use less pesticides, fertilizers, and antibiotics per unit of production than industrialized farms. A 2015 meta-analysis found that industrialized farm yields were only about 10% higher than organic farm yields. This yield gap is much smaller than the amount of food that is wasted every year, which is as high as 40%. I think we talked about that with Rachel the other day in Canada, how we could feed the world based on what Americans throw away, maybe even Canadians. We already have enough. We're wasting it. So it's pretty stunning when you read this. Dr. Montgomery's article is also linked up through the Alliance for Natural Health at theconversation.com. I hope you've enjoyed the conversation here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. We're heading to San Diego pretty soon. Tomorrow we got bonus Dr. Batar Advanced Medicine and Outside the Box with Ty Bollinger. And then we'll be together with you at the Best Answer for Cancer. Thank you, Annie Brandt, for inviting me. And a whole lot of healing folks. Dr. Tony Jimenez, Christopher Barr, Dr. Batar, and more. Because, my friends, despite what you heard from Bill Nye, the power to heal and be scientific is really yours.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.